It's like recovering from a weekend at the horror hotel. You got to get yourself untied. All right.
I've never been to the horror hotel, so I don't know.
Oh, someday, my son, you will know. Anyway, okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
It's like recovering from a weekend at the horror hotel.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2989 of the BFO for Monday the 15th of July 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Well, I'm going to tell you all about my long weekend as a metropolis and we become this. Yes, we can. Bless his heart, us beef, and he bless his heart, I swear. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I'll tell you. I'll tell you why you are bless his heart us when I tell you about the weekend. But y'all, beef, Fanny, it's almost like he just woke up from a nipper nap. I did just wake up from a nipper nap. And y'all, I am back here at the villa, and I've had quite the weekend, y'all. Quite the weekend, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about it. But first, I want to tell you about this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I see y'all today. Today, the 15th of July. It's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I don't know if this person still listens to the little show or not, but y'all, they used to live in Atlanta, and they moved to San Antonio, Tejas, and I don't know if they're still there or not, and like I say, I don't know if they still listen to the little show, but y'all, I met this person when he lived in Atlanta, but I first met him, I believe this is right, I first met him at my meet and greet at the Hamburger Mayriz in the Palm Springs. Yes, Big Fatty, you met your youngest daughter there too, and Dr. Stone and Mr. Tim Kumal there too? Y'all,
that was so many years ago.
Big Fatty, you don't remember even dropping a coil earlier this one. Well, anyway. It is none other than the former Frank in Atlanta. It's Frank Silverwolf. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Frank Silverwolf. And y'all, just one of the nicest, y'all, good-looking man, too. Good-looking man. And so, y'all, if you're in contact with Frank from Atlanta, Big Fatty, I thought it was George in Atlanta. Well, that's kind of how George got his Monica. Big Fatty, Namaka Monica, Big Fatty.
Poor Big Fatty.
Y'all, if you see Frank, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and tell him that the fat one remembered him. And y'all, Big Fatty, I hope wherever he is that he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, like I said, y'all, last time I talked to you was Wednesday, because y'all, I pre-recorded when I recorded the Thursday little show, and y'all had pre-recorded the episode of The Gays with Boston Josh for the full right little show. Y'all, I hope you enjoyed that, and... Y'all, it was a fairly quiet week. The rest of the week, let me see. I think on Thursday, I packed because y'all, no, I take that back. Wednesday night, y'all, I packed because Thursday morning, y'all, I had to go to El Dentisto. Yes, Big Fatty, which of course is Mexican for El Dentisto. And y'all, I gotta tell you this. I worked so hard on the teefies over the past 6 months, and y'all, the hygienist was still scraping and shooting that water and everything so much. And I said, like, you know, I thought I was going to be in better shape than I am. Oh, she says, oh no, you're looking much better. And, removing some staining. Beep! Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And, y'all, the El Dentisto came in and he took a look around. Y'all, they did a panoramic x-ray of my teefies. And y'all, it looked like something out of a horror show. And yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, the El Dentisto says, oh no, I look at this and I see a love story because I don't see any problems. I said, okay, whatever. And he says, everything's looking so good, so you can stop flossing and brushing and eat more sugar. Beep! Fatty, he was pulling your leg. He was pulling my leg. But I finished with El Dentisto, and y'all, I'd gotten in the car about 10:05 in the morning. Granny and I were heading over to the... Granny said he'd be at my house about 11:30. As I was getting in my car at 10:05, Granny says, I'm on my way to your house. And y'all, you know, it happens every time. Every time. So, he got there. And he had to come in and TT. Yes, Big Fatty, all the elderly need to TT. In fact, I believe DJ Ron and Gary with two R's had to stop for someone to TT on Sunday as they were leaving the... Anyway, we got away a little after 11 because, y'all, we went to the McDonald's. Cause y'all, I had not eaten anything or had any coffee that morning. So y'all, I had a buy one get one free sandwich, and I got the buttermilk southern chicken sandwich. But y'all, it comes with the mayonnaise, and I said no, and it was buy one get one free. So I got two of them with just the pickles on it. And some French fried potatoes and a half and half iced tea. Granny, I think, had a cheeseburger and French fried potatoes, and he had, I think, he was drinking prune juice that he had brought from home. But y'all, we got on the road. We made pretty good time. Got on over there to the. Of course, Granny had to call Chris and say, could you turn the air conditioning on in our room it'll feel like the morgue where I usually stay. So y'all, you know, I think all Chris was over us before we arrived, but you know, he's such a lovely person that he did that. Y'all, we got there and our friends Jerry and Rick were already there, and so we visited with them for a little while, and y'all, we were off to the Capri Lounge. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, you know, Durwood and Ryan, this is gonna be Ryan's first visit, and Durwood and Ryan and Nick, y'all, they weren't coming over until after work on for right So, of course, Durwood and Ryan showed up on Thursday evening. Yes, Big Fatty, Durwood's becoming more like Granny every day. I wonder if he's pooping the bed yet. I don't know. Anyway, I had a couple of cocktails, and Granny decided, and Rick had asked if we wanted to go to supper with them, and I said, yes, I'd like to do that. And Granny said, no, I'm gonna be on a liquid diet, Big Fatty. You know, that causes loose stool. Well, it was loose, cause y'all, Granny got, fucked up. Y'all, after supper came back to the room, and y'all, I was done for the evening and came back to the room. Granny came back from the Capri Lounge, about 8:30 p.m. Well, he came by my room about 8:30 p.m. in the evening, on Thursday night, and, you know, we were all going to watch the Big Brother Thursday night. So Granny came in there. I said, well, he says, I've just come from the poolside cafe. I had the chicken tenders and the French fried potatoes. I said, well, great. He says, I'm going to bed. I said, going to bed? I thought she was going to watch the Big Brother. And he said, no. And y'all, sure enough, he went in the room. Y'all, when Granny gets overserved, y'all, it's almost like he's sleeping on his knees face down with his head between his arms and on the pillow, like he's like crouching. Y'all, it's odd. It's just odd looking. And Durwood and Ryan arrived sometime there after that. And they, y'all, I've got a story to tell you about that. But y'all, I went down to Jerry and Rick's room, and we watched the Big Brother. And by the way, I've decided I'm gonna watch the Love Island. Y'all, there's some hot menses on there, and y'all, I've been told by that Alex Lefebvre that's gonna be his personal story on this week's But First, so we'll see. Durwood and Ryan just stopped at the Capri Lounge. They didn't even come check in yet. Ryan was at the Dudley Do-Rights the weekend before. This was after I left, and y'all, he was talking to Billy, and so Durwood came up and was saying, oh, well, we're going to the Horror Hotel, and Billy goes, well, I don't really have a room. And Durwood, oh, come on, you can share the room with us, we've got two beds in there. And Billy says, well, okay, I've never been, I think I'll go. And y'all, on the way, so Billy was added to the reservation, and on the way over to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, Durwood says to Ryan, says, now, well, how do you know Billy? How do you know your friend Billy? And Ryan goes, I don't know him. And so, y'all, they were just talking. And so, y'all, they ended up having a total stranger in their room for the weekend. But y'all, come to find out, Big Fatty knows Billy, and I've known Billy for 20 years or more. And so y'all, it was just kind of funny that was the case. And y'all got up Friday morning, and y'all, we went to the Sunrise Grill for the brofkas. Granny didn't go. Granny likes to have his hash brown potatoes, and they have the home fries at the Sunrise Grill. So he was just going to be ornery, and you know. And so anyway, but the rest of us had a delicious brofkas, and y'all, then we came back, and y'all, we were out at the old swimming hole a lot of the afternoon, and y'all, they were all drinking their cocktails, and y'all. Nick said, oh, I'll be over on Friday, and y'all, then we got started getting messages for right morning that he'd be there by before 2 o'clock, and so we said, oh, he must be only working half a day. So y'all, he shows up, and y'all, evidently he had gotten overheated the day before, and so he had taken for right off as a recovery day, and y'all, he decided to recover in his car on the way to the Metropolis. And so he got there, and he quickly caught up with the rest of them who had been drinking since 10 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, then we went back for cocktails at the Capri Lounge, and y'all then we were getting overserved. So Durwood and Ryan and me and a couple of others, y'all, we headed over to the poolside cafe and had a little supper, and then the others, they went on and decided they needed to have some rest. And Big Fatty went back over to the Capri Lounge, and Nick and Granny and John and Big Dick were there. They had arrived in the afternoon as well. And y'all sat down, and y'all, there was hanky panky. There was hanky panky going on at the table, I tell you. But it was not in full view of the world. But y'all, Big Fatty saw the hankies and had some panky or spanky. Beep, Fatty, we don't need to hear that. And so, anyway, what happened after that? Oh, y'all, Nick and Granny and Big Dick and John and Joe, who runs the poolside cafe. He's the morning manager and chef, and he was there. And y'all, they had ordered a pizza pie from the Milan Muck's Room, and y'all, it was with the delivery and everything. It was about $40. And y'all, Granny, you can tell Granny is getting old, because y'all, he admitted that the grocery store is the coldest place on the face of the earth, and he just couldn't get over that a pizza pie was $40. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you what, they all ate it like it was made of gold. And so anyway, y'all, everybody came on back, and y'all, it was pretty much an early night for all involved on Friday. And then, of course, Saturday was Larry and Ralphie's hot dog down the hallway weekend, which y'all, we just love. We just love. And y'all, if you ever come into the Metropolis for the first time, this is the perfect weekend to come. Y'all, DJ Ron and Gary were there. And y'all, several other friends, John and his friend, Zach with an H. It was his first visit also. So y'all, lots of first timers. Y'all, it was just a lovely weekend. And Big Fatty, y'all, Big Fatty was out in the pool, the old swimming hole, more than normal. Yes, Big Fatty, we all wish you had kept your your old swimming trunks on. Well, I didn't, and the old roast beef was just a hanging out, and Big Fatty. But and y'all, we saw some friends that we hadn't seen in years and years and years, and it was just lovely. Just lovely to see them as well. And y'all, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to have to tell you about the rest of it on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, Big Fatty, you said oh before the music started. Well, I'm clairvoyant. Big Fatty wasn't clairvoyant, the old gal stripper name back in the 40s. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, clairvoyant. Here, because y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the crew from over there at the Survivors Ready, and Faye Driver, how would you describe your weekend?
It's like recovering from a weekend at the Horror Hotel.
Oh, Big Face, sounds like he may have had some hanky-panky, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.